Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire specification, business aims and objectives. Whether you're studying with AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up time and time again, and getting it right can be the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7. So settle in, grab a pen, and let's get started. Let's begin with the basics. What exactly is a business aim? An aim is a long-term, general goal that gives a business its overall direction. Think of it as the destination on a map. It tells you where you want to end up, but not exactly how to get there. For example, a business might have the aim to become the leading provider of electric vehicles in the UK. That's broad, it's aspirational, and it's long-term. Now, an objective is different. An objective is a short-term, specific, measurable target that helps a business work towards its aim. Using our car example, an objective might be to increase electric vehicle sales by 15% within the next 12 months. See how that's much more precise? Examiners love it when candidates can clearly distinguish between the two, so make sure that distinction is crystal clear in your mind. A really useful framework for objectives is SMART, that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. A SMART objective gives a business a clear target to work towards and makes it easier to measure success. In the exam, if you're asked to evaluate an objective, always check it against SMART criteria. That's a guaranteed way to pick up marks. Now let's talk about the five main business objectives you absolutely must know. First, survival. This is the most basic objective of all. When a business is brand new, or when it's facing a crisis, like a recession, a pandemic, or a new competitor entering the market, survival becomes the number one priority. The business simply needs to stay open, cover its costs, and keep trading. Think about small local shops during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Many had survival as their sole objective. Second, profit. Once a business is established and stable, it typically shifts its focus to making profit. Profit is what's left over after all costs have been paid. It's revenue minus costs. Profit matters because it rewards the owners for taking risks, it can be reinvested to grow the business, and it signals to investors that the business is healthy. For a private limited company or a public limited company, profit maximization is often the primary long-term objective. Third, growth. A growing business is expanding. It might be opening new branches, entering new markets, or increasing its workforce. Growth matters because it can lead to economies of scale, greater market power, and increased profits in the long run. Amazon is a brilliant real-world example here. For years, Amazon prioritized growth over profit, reinvesting every penny into expanding its operations, and it paid off enormously. Fourth, market share. Market share is the percentage of total sales in a market that a business controls. If the total UK coffee shop market is worth £4 billion a year, and Costa Coffee generates £1 billion of that, Costa has a 25% market share. Businesses often set objectives around increasing market share because a higher share means more customers, more brand recognition, and more pricing power. Supermarkets like Tesco and Sainsbury's are constantly battling over market share. Fifth, providing a service or social objectives. Not every business exists purely to make profit. Charities, social enterprises, and public sector organizations often prioritize providing a quality service to the community. The NHS, for example, has the objective of providing healthcare to everyone in the UK, regardless of ability to pay. Even some private businesses, like The Body Shop, have strong ethical and social objectives that sit alongside their financial goals. Now, here's where it gets really interesting for the exam. And this is the bit that separates the good answers from the great ones. Business objectives are not fixed. They change as the business evolves. Let me explain this through the lens of the business life cycle. When a business first starts up, survival is everything. The entrepreneur has taken a financial risk, the brand is unknown, and customers are hard to win. The priority is simply to generate enough revenue to cover costs and stay open. At this stage, profit might actually be negative. And that's okay as long as the business can survive long enough to grow. As the business moves into the growth phase, it starts to win customers and build a reputation. Now the objective shifts. The business wants to increase its market share, expand its product range, and grow its revenue. It might invest heavily in marketing, open new locations, or hire more staff. Profit might still be modest because money is being reinvested. In the maturity phase, the business is established and well-known. Now, profit maximization becomes the primary objective. The business has loyal customers, lower unit costs thanks to economies of scale, and a strong brand. This is when shareholders expect strong returns. And if a business enters decline, perhaps because a new technology has disrupted its market or consumer tastes have changed, survival might once again become the priority. Think of Blockbuster Video, which failed to adapt when Netflix arrived. Or think of businesses that successfully pivoted, like Nokia, which moved from rubber boots to mobile phones to telecommunications infrastructure. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where I want you to really pay attention because these are the mistakes I see candidates making time and time again. Mistake number one, giving a one-word answer when the question asks you to explain. If the question says, explain one reason why a new business might have survival as its main objective, you cannot just write because it is new. That will earn you one mark at most. You need to develop your answer. Say something like, a new business is likely to have survival as its main objective because it has not yet built up a loyal customer base, meaning revenue may be low. Without sufficient revenue to cover fixed costs such as rent and wages, the business risks closure. Therefore, survival, simply staying open and trading, becomes the priority before any other objective can be pursued. That's a developed explanation, and that's what earns full marks. Mistake number two, forgetting to apply your answer to the context given. If the question gives you a scenario, say, a small family-run bakery, make sure your answer references that bakery specifically. Don't write a generic answer about businesses in general. Examiners give credit for application, and it's one of the easiest marks to pick up if you remember to do it. Mistake number three, confusing aims with objectives. Remember, aims are broad and long-term. Objectives are specific and measurable. If the question asks for an objective and you write to make a profit, that's an aim, not an objective. Write to increase net profit by 20% within the next financial year. That's an objective. Mistake number four, not considering why different businesses have different objectives. A charity will not have profit maximization as its primary objective. A startup will not prioritize market share before it has even survived its first year. Always think about the type of business, its size, its ownership structure, and its stage in the life cycle. For command words, if you see state, give a one-word or one-phrase answer. If you see explain, give a reason and develop it. If you see analyze, explore causes, effects, and connections in depth. If you see evaluate or justify, make a judgment and support it with evidence on both sides. Time for our quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. See how many you can get. Question one, what does SMART stand for? Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound. Question two, what is the most likely objective of a brand new business? Survival. Question three, name three common business objectives. Any three from survival, profit, growth, market share, providing a service. Question four, what is market share? The percentage of total sales in a market that a business controls. Question five, give one reason why a business's objectives might change over time. As the business grows and becomes more established, it moves from survival to profit maximization, or external factors like a recession might force a business back to prioritizing survival. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Business aims are long-term, general goals. Business objectives are short-term, specific, measurable targets. And the best ones are SMART. The five main objectives are survival, profit, growth, market share, and providing a service. Objectives change as a business evolves through the life cycle, from startup to growth, to maturity, to decline. Different businesses have different objectives depending on their type, size, ownership, and stage of development. And in the exam, always develop your explanations, apply them to the context, and use precise business terminology. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you understand today is a mark you'll earn in the exam. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.